Hello and welcome to today's readings of selections from the December-January issue of Audiophile magazine. On today's program, you'll hear six mini intros to fiction and nonfiction audiobooks for science-minded kids. Then we'll follow that with the best of in young adult listening and then reviews in young adult listening, including a review of Punching the Air by E.B. Zoboi and Yousef Salam. It's an Earphones winner written by Ethan Harris. Let's get right to it. Audiobooks and literacy. Mini intros to fiction and nonfiction audiobooks for science-minded kids. Observing the physical and natural world has led to incredible discoveries that have changed humanity forever. The fiction and nonfiction audiobooks in this list celebrate scientific investigation of all kinds. Topics that might seem dry and boring in a textbook, like the water cycle or the history of microbiology, are rendered as thrilling as true life adventures, and the fictional stories help kids imagine themselves as future medical researchers or architects of artificial intelligence. Perfect for family listening, these audiobooks will have curious kids and their parents eager to find out more. Our first review today is not really a review, it's an intro to the book. It's called This Raindrop. It's written by Linda Ragsdale and it's read by Simon Vance. With the reverent tone of a kindly professor, Simon Vance's voice pulls listeners in and encourages them to contemplate the importance of water in all its forms on our planet. Music and watery sound effects further enhance the mood of this inspirational and educational audio book. It's from Dreamscape, Unabridged, ages 4 through 6. Next we have The Thing About Bees. It's written by Shabazz Larkin and it's read by Shabazz Larkin, Legend, Royal, and Ashley Larkin. Shabazz Larkin narrates with warmth as he describes the important role that bees play in pollinating plants and making a picnic's worth of fruits grow. Buzzing bees, light piano music, and bongo drums add to the fun as Larkin explains how kids share some buzzing and sneaking and stinging tendencies with bees and how essential his kids are to making his life sweeter too. It's available from Live Oak Media, book and recording, ages 4 through 6. Next we have Echo Mountain by Lauren Wolk, read by Holly Linneman. Holly Linneman's narration brings the quiet woodland landscape of rural Maine to life. After an accident leaves her father in a coma and doctors unable to help him, 12-year-old Ellie courageously endeavors to learn all she can about natural healing. That's available from Listening Library, Unabridged, ages 10 and up. All in a Drop is our next book by Lori Alexander, read by Kevin T. Collins. After building his own microscope in 1674, Antony van Leeuwenhoek's discovery of microscopic moving creatures in lake water stunned the scientists of his day and led to the study of microbiology. Kevin T. Collins's even pacing makes this scientific history easy to follow, while his formal, serious tone provides a droll contrast to Antony's fascination with the microbes living in people's skin scrapings, tooth plaque, earwax, and feces. It's available from Dreamscape Unabridged, ages 6 and up. Next, we have Dr. Wangari Maathai Plants a Forest. It's edited by Rebel Girls and it's read by Bonnie Turpin. Dr. Wangari Maathai, the first African woman to win the Nobel Peace Prize, led a life of environmental activism and is an inspiration to people everywhere. With Kikuyu words and names, various distinct voices, and African accents, Bonnie Turpin's performance evokes sympathy for Maathai's determined efforts to lead Kenyan women in the Green Belt movement. That's available from Listening Library Unabridged, ages 6 and up. And our last audiobooks and literacy, fiction and nonfiction audiobook for science-minded kids is Cog. It's by Greg Van Eckhout, read by James Fooey. Narrator James Fooey gives life and heart to a group of misfit robots on a mission to save themselves from the evil AI corporation Unimind. Cog, whose name is short for cognitive development, is a robot who looks and acts remarkably human. After an accident leaves him damaged, Cog wakes up in a lab surrounded by scientists who want to remove his brain. With the help of four robot accomplices, Cog escapes on a funny, action-packed adventure to try to find the human engineer who built him. And that's available from Harper Audio, unabridged, for ages 8 and up. And that concludes our short blurbies on books for science-minded kids. Here is our best of for young adults. Our first book in the best of is The Black Flamingo, written and read by Dean Atta. Next, we have Kent State by Deborah Wiles, read by a group of talented narrators. Then we have Punching the Air by Ibi Zoboi and Yusef Salam, read by Ethan Harris. Then there's Raybearer by Jonathan Ifueko, read by Jonice Abbott Pratt. Stamped by Jason Reynolds and Ibram X. Kendi, read by Jason Reynolds, with an intro from Ibram X. Kendi. And finally, We Are Not From Here. It's written by Jenny Torres Sanchez, and it's read by Marisa Blake. Of our best narrators, we have Jason Reynolds, author-narrator of Stamped, and Marisa Blake, narrator of We Are Not From Here. Okay, let's turn our attention now to our reviews in young adult listening. And our first review is an Earphones winner. As you know, Audiophile awards earphones to truly exceptional presentations that excel in all the following criteria: narrative voice and style, vocal characterizations, appropriateness for the audio format, and enhancement of the text. Our first review today is This Is My America by Kim Johnson. It's an Earphones winner, read by Bonnie Turpin. Bonnie Turpin's heartfelt narration highlights the determination of a family as they encounter the painful realities of the criminal justice system. 17-year-old Tracy Beaumont's father, an innocent man, has been sentenced to death, and although her family is exhausted with worry, they remain hopeful that the truth will come out. Then things go from bad to much worse when Tracy's brother Jamal, a track star, is accused of killing a white girl. Turpin is in her element as she narrates Tracy's story, portraying her grief and fury as she confronts the deep-seated systemic racism and judicial inequities in her community. Turpin's portrayal of Tracy shines with authenticity and depth, and other characterizations are equally well-crafted, bringing out the tension, despair, and deep love that powers this all-too-timely story. Sarah Hashimoto wrote that review of This Is My America. It's written by Kim Johnson, read by Bonnie Turpin. It's an Earphones winner. And it's available from Listening Library for 9.5 hours, unabridged, ages 12 and up. Next, we have Sia Martinez and the Moonlight Beginning of Everything by Raquel Vasquez Gililland. It's read by Inez del Castillo. Listeners will fly through a blend of folklore, science fiction, and pop culture that makes for a thrilling and fast-paced story addressing the impacts of racism and abuse. Narrator Inez del Castillo's husky voice enlivens Sia Martinez, an engaging Mexican-American teenager. Sia's mother was deported by ICE and died while crossing the Sonoran Desert to return to Arizona. Listeners will feel all of Sia's and her father's grief. One night, while lighting candles for her mother in the desert, Sia discovers a stranger, a gruff-voiced new kid, Noah, and they become friends and then more. The story revolves around themes of friendship, romance, trust, and a sudden twist that changes everything. Emily Conley wrote that review of Sia Martinez and the Moonlit Beginning of Everything. It's written by Raquel Vasquez Gilliland, read by Inez del Castillo, and it's available from Simon & Schuster Audio for 8.25 hours unabridged, ages 12 and up. Next, we have Early Departures. It's written by Justin A. Reynolds, and it's read by A.J. Beckles and Preston Butler III. Narrators A.J. Beckles and Preston Butler III portray Jamal and Q, two best friends, in this sci-fi coming-of-age story. After a series of tragic events upends both teens' lives, their friendship seems fated to dissolve entirely until Q dies and is miraculously, albeit temporarily, reanimated by a shadowy medical benefactor. Incredibly, this whole scenario is merely a backdrop for the question of whether Jamal and Q can set aside their grief and reconnect before the clock runs down. Beckles employs a palette of emotions, from bitterness to wonder, in his performance of Jamal. Butler's performance of Q, with his blend of wisdom and cheesiness, bookends this touching story of friendship, grief, and redemption. Add this to your list. That review by G. Pat Patterson was of Early Departures by Justin Reynolds, read by A.J. Beckles and Preston Butler III. It's available from Harper Audio for 7.75 hours of unabridged listening, ages 14 and up. This is a reminder that you are listening to the December-January issue of Audiophile Magazine. It's the magazine that wants you to discover the world of audiobooks. Okay, back to our reviews. We have Sisters of Sword and Song, The Queen's Rising, Book 3 by Rebecca Ross. It's an Earphones winner read by Caitlin Kelly and Catherine Luttrell. A young adult fantasy about the unbreakable bond between sisters will appeal equally to adults. Each sister tells her tale in interwoven chapters, with narrator Caitlin Kelly speaking for the younger sister, Evadne, and Catherine Luttrell for the older, Halcyon. Kelly depicts the evolution of Evadne from a sheltered, sweet, but underestimated girl to a scribe for a mage, who relies on her to support him and his magic under dire circumstances. In contrast, Luttrell shows the devolution of Halcyon from a proud, accomplished warrior to a state of disgrace and near death, followed by her near-miraculous recovery. At their core, the sisters are much alike, and the narrators appropriately adopt a comparable tone and pace. They also help unify the story with their similar portrayals of the multiple characters throughout. Joyce McCarthy wrote that review of Sisters of Sword and Song, The Queen's Rising, Book 3 by Rebecca Ross. It's read by Caitlin Kelly and Catherine Luttrell, and it's an Earphones winner. And it's available from Harper Audio for 13 hours of unabridged listening. Our next review is Dear Justice, Dear Martin, Book 2 by Nick Stone, an Earphones winner read by Dion Graham. Nick Stone narrates powerful author's notes that frame her story and tell of her inspiration, teens without the opportunities that her first book's hero, Justice, had. Dion Graham delivers first-person letters in the raw third-person story of 16-year-old Quan, who is wrongly incarcerated in a juvenile detention center. Quan and Justice bonded as boys when Quan still hoped for a brighter future, even though his father was in jail, his mother was being abused, and he himself had to care for his younger siblings. His letters to Justice, who is attending college at Yale, finally provoke a legal response and results. Graham reads the letters with a mix of jive, envy, and caring. In the narrative, he captures Quan's plight in an unjust legal system and the brightness and wit that thrive when he finds support. Susie Wilde wrote that review of Dear Justice. It's Dear Martin, Book 2 by Nick Stone, an Earphones winner read by Dion Graham. It's available from Listening Library for 4.75 hours unabridged, ages 14 and up. Next, we have Punching the Air by E.B. Zoboi and Yusef Salam. It's an Earphones winner read by Ethan Harris. Narrator Ethan Harris's voice is soft, slow, and somber as he narrates the poignant free verse poems of the fictional character Amal Shahid. Harris's tone is so tender that one can imagine the sensitive shapes and perfect rhythms drawn and written by this 16-year-old artist poet before he was incarcerated. Amal and his friends have been arrested for assault after a run-in with racist white boys. Harris expresses Amal's passion for creativity and how it helps him endure beatings and solitary confinement. The story was co-created by award-winning young adult author E.B. Zoboi and Yusef Salam, a prison reform activist. Both poets shine in every word. Together, the verses build and deepen as Harris emphasizes the earnestness of Amal's efforts to hold on to hope, a gripping, powerful listen for teens and adults from the opening to the author's note at the end. Susie Wilde wrote that review of Punching the Air. It's written by E.B. Zoboi and Yusef Salam. It's an Earphones winner read by Ethan Harris. It's one of Audiophile's 2020 best audiobooks, and it's available from Harper Audio for 4.5 hours unabridged, ages 14 and up. Next, we have Grown by Tiffany D. Jackson. It's an Earphones winner read by Jonice Abbott Pratt. Sensitive listeners should heed the content warning about child abuse, rape, and other issues contained in this audiobook. Jonice Abbott Pratt's narration is so authentic that those who listen should be prepared to fully enter the uncomfortable world of 17-year-old Enchanted. Abbott Pratt portrays a teen who's not undone by microaggressions at her nearly all-white school and peers' comments about her parents' finances, and her confidence blooms when she swims or sings. Her desire for singing fame takes her to a talent audition where she begins a relationship with the wealthy, famous, and one later learns infamous singer, Corey Fields. Abbott Pratt's reading turns chilling as Enchanted, caught in Corey's web of violence and deceit, is accused of his murder. Enchanted's intelligence shines as she turns sleuth to fully regain her power. Susie Wilde wrote that review of Grown by Tiffany D. Jackson. It's an Earphones winner read by Jonice Abbott Pratt, and it's available from Harper Audio for 8.25 hours unabridged, ages 14 and up. Next in young adult listening, we have Cemetery Boys by Aidan Thomas, read by Avi Roque. Avi Roque gives an earnest and authentic, if inexperienced, performance of this supernatural mystery magical love story. 16-year-old Yadriel is trans and is desperate for his family to accept him as a brujo who has the power to summon and release the spirits of the dead. When he accidentally summons the spirit of a boy he knows from school a few days before the Dia de Muertos festivities, Yadriel and his friend Maritza embark on a quest, with Julian's spirit in tow, to find out what happened to him. Roque brings the book's diverse East Los Angeles Latinx community to life and their narration for endearingly impulsive Julian is especially effective. The more time Yadriel and Julian spend together, the closer they become. But can their journey have a happy ending? Jen Dowell wrote that review of Cemetery Boys by Aidan Thomas. It's read by Avi Roque, and it's available from Macmillan Audio for 13.75 hours unabridged, ages 14 and up. Next in young adult listening, we have Vicious Spirits, Gumiho, Book 2 by Kat Cho, read by Emily Wu Zeller. Emily Wu Zeller gives a lively narration of this fast-paced and romantic sequel to Wicked Fox. Zeller guides listeners as the story alternates between the perspectives of three teens and one immortal protagonist. Mi Young is a former Gumiho, or fox spirit, who is grieving her mother. She has mysterious illness and is uncertain where her life will take her next. Coming to her aid are Jihoon, her sweet boyfriend, and his wryly-voiced best friend, So-min, both of whom know Mi-young's secret. There's also the smooth-voiced goblin, Junyu, who uncovers the cause of Mi-young's illness. If he doesn't help, evil spirits will haunt the living. He may also be falling for the sharp-tongued So-min. This thrilling sequel will appeal to fans of the supernatural adventures. Emily Conley wrote that review of Vicious Spirits, Gumiho, Book 2, by Kat Cho. It's read by Emily Wu Zeller, and it's available from Listening Library for 12 hours unabridged, ages 14 and up. Our next review is Return of the Thief, The Queen's Thief, Book 6, by Megan Whalen Turner. It's an Earphones winner, read by Steve West. Author and narrator offer a tremendous finale, concluding the Queen's Thief series, stories that have spanned 20 years in creation. Steve West delivers the narrative of Ferris, Arundhati's grandson, who has physical disabilities and no language. After being dubbed the Little Monster early in his life, Ferris has chosen to adopt this persona as a guise. West's precise reading highlights Ferris's keen mind and careful observations. He has great value to Eugenides, formerly the thief of Edis, and currently the ruler of a massive empire. West dramatizes the tension of clandestine plots by Eugenides' archenemy Arundhati's and other threats to his kingdom. Even West's portrayal of minor characters convey their complexity and dynamic qualities. Susie West wrote that review of The Return of the Thief, The Queen's Thief, Book 6, by Megan Whalen Turner. It's an Earphones winner, read by Steve West, and it's available from Harper Audio for 11.5 hours, unabridged, ages 14 and up. Next, we have a review of Legend Born by Tracy Dion, read by Jonice Abbott Pratt. Jonice Abbott Pratt's dynamic narration draws listeners into a contemporary fantasy packed with ancient magic, Arthurian mythology, and family legacies. Bree is a 16-year-old black girl whose grief and anger over the death of her mother are made palpable through Abbott Pratt's powerful voice. When Bree attends an off-campus party as an early college student at UNC, she stumbles into a secret, magical society that may be connected to her mother's death. Her fiery determination to uncover the truth drives her to infiltrate the Order of the Round Table, and she discovers much more than she could ever have imagined. Abbott Pratt skillfully shifts into and out of each character's voice, ranging from easy southern drawls to menacing gravelly tones. A breathtaking listen. That review by Emily Connolly is of Legend Born by Tracy Dion, read by Jonice Abbott Pratt. It's available from Simon & Schuster Audio for 19 hours of unabridged listening. Our next review in Young Adult Listening is Camp by Elsie Rosen, read by Drew Caden. In this LGBTQA+ teen romance, narrated by Drew Caden, teen Randy Kappelhoff returns for another summer at Camp Outland, a haven for queer teens. This summer, the 16-year-old is no longer the theater, nail polish, and makeup-loving Randy. Instead, in hopes of catching the eye of his longtime crush, he's become the masculine, sporty Dell. Caden gives the teenaged campers and adult counselors believable voices unique to their personalities. He excels at performing the flamboyant without sounding campy or exaggerated. His skill is particularly notable when Randy switches between his two personas. Touching on a variety of pertinent topics without being heavy-handed, this audiobook is an enjoyable production. Amanda Murphy wrote that review of Camp by L.C. Rosen. It's read by Drew Caden, and it's available from Hachette Audio for 10.5 hours of unabridged listening. And finally today we have Charming as a Verb by Ben Philippe, read by James Fooey. James Fooey engagingly portrays Henri Altewanger's a particularly charming high school student. Raised by Haitian immigrants, the affable Henri is chasing a lifelong dream of attending Columbia University. Corinne Troy, the daughter of a Columbia dean who is his neighbor, on the other hand, is intense, driven, not so personable, and unaffected by Henri's magnetism. Despite his charisma and the 1,000-watt smile, his college dream begins to crumble after a series of poor decisions. Fooey is impressively versatile as he switches between the social butterfly and the social outcast. He smoothly delivers witty dialogue, keeps listeners engaged, and ensures a thoroughly enjoyable listen. Emily Picar wrote that review of Charming as a Verb by Ben Philippe. It's read by James Fooey, and it's available from Harper Audio for 8 hours of unabridged listening. That's our show for today, but I hope you'll plan to tune in next time when you'll hear our picks for the best audiobooks and narrators in romance. Then we'll have some reviews in romance, and we'll follow that with Thomas Walken's column, Learning by Ear. So until then, thanks for listening.